We just left you.
It's Mr. President.
I thought you were in a meeting.
No, I'm headed there. Elon, I was walking by here.
Elon called out to me.
Elon? Whatever.
Oh, crap.
He called out to me.
Right there.
He did.
That was maybe in his sleep.
Oh, okay.
I was dozing off while...
No,
Connery!
All right.
Hey, didn't get a chance. How are you?
Hey, that's what I
do. Hey, how's it going, man?
How's Carl?
He's cool. Hey, this is code on the wall here. Is it required all Microsoft employees write code on whiteboards? Is this your interview? Was this your interview here?
No, I don't know, but we're talking talking about the tricks you can do with anonymous types and how they come back to bite you.
Wow, you are geeks, a lot of you.
That's the Jetsons car.
That's stupid, and this is the car from the Jetsons.
It wasn't meant to be.
Yeah? Cool.
But, yeah,
can I sit over here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. So what are you working on, brother? What's today? What's the big day? Because this is, you're being interviewed 2 days, in, two weeks in the past.
2 weeks in the past, okay.
So it's 2 weeks from now. So
two weeks from now, when you're viewing this podcast.
Yes, how are you enjoying the new episodes of Lost?
Podcast? What is this?
This is the week of MVC on Channel 9, brother.
The week on Channel 9, okay.
Yeah,
so
it
this
is
no ordinary podcast.
No, okay. No, it's on cable.
So we can say anything we want.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, so this you one time, I couldn't believe it. I was here like at 9 p.m.
No, you can't say anything that you want.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. It's not G4 TV.
We're actually, tonight, we're releasing MVC RC2,
what?
Which is really, really exciting. I've been working on the project since before the project even existed.
Wow.
And so it's really exciting to get that RC2 out there, mm-hmm. put a few fixes in there, and if all goes well, we're going to flip the bit shortly after and say RC2 is RTM.
Okay, now hang on now. That's revolutionary. You're saying that you're actually releasing a release candidate that is the candidate for release.
That's
not just a beta that you called the release candidate.
No, not at all. Not at
all. Wow, that is a crazy concept here at
the
Microsoft.
We're taking release candidates very seriously.
So when you say flip the bit,
yeah,
you're
going to
take hex editor and you're going to find the bit?
It's more than a few. We're going to change, literally the only things we're changing are the version number.
Uh-huh.
We're just talking the assembly file version, not the assembly version.
Rock on.
We're changing just kind of legal stuff like the EULA and the installer is going to say, you know, V1.0, it's not going to say release candidate.
That's cool.
And I think the only real change we did is we're upgrading from jQuery 1.3.1 to jQuery 1.3.2.
Rock on.
I think that's about it.
And that's just a matter of including it with the templates?
Yeah, we include jQuery with the templates. Mm-hmm. We're, I think, the first Microsoft project to include a third-party open-source library.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just upgrading to the latest version. It has, I guess, a few bug fixes in it.
So what's going to happen when jQuery gets revved and revved and revved?
That's a really good question. We've had many debates internally about what happens. You know, if they release a new version every week, are people going to be using stale jQuery for the next year?
I don't want a new MSI every time jQuery comes out.
Right. So one of the reasons we're upgrading to 1.3.2 is that, according to John Resnick, the guy that does jQuery,
mm-hmm.
1.3.2 is supposedly going to be the most recent version for quite some time. So jQuery 1.3.0 came out not too long ago.
Like a month ago.
Ago, and there were a few hot bug fixes. So 1.3.1 came out, and there were a few additional bug fixes. I think there's some small performance issues they wanted to fix, and so 1.3.2 should be stable for a while. Having said that, there are just files in the project template. Create a new project, delete the files you don't want, add the files you do want, and that works just fine.
Can I go into the program files, whatever, and put them in there myself?
If you consider yourself a VS project hacker, then you can absolutely just
replace
and edit those zip files. I don't know.
Yeah, that's probably a little advanced.
What problems that might cause, but
yeah,
it should just work.
Cool.
VS project templates are just zip files, so if you've got
So you've been doing this for a year, 2 years now?
Gosh, I think our first CTP was a year and a half ago.
Wow, dude. Let's all just scoot in here because what's the real legend? The legend is legend is that Scott Gu wrote the original prototype called Scaling on an Airplane and then descended from the mountaintop with a 3.5-inch floppy drive and handed you the disk and said, make it a product. What's the real truth? You can tell me. I won't tell anyone else.
The real truth. Do you want the real truth or the real
Here,
truth?
Let me push this button and turn off the recording.
Okay.
Okay, the recording's off.
Okay, so...
What's the deal, dude?
The real story is that scaling is actually a project that I started, and not Scott Gu. However, Scott Gu did have the initial prototype. Rumors are that it was written on an airplane.
Really?
By the time I got a copy of that project, he was on the ground.
Okay, he's already on the ground.
Yeah, he was already on the ground. He did not email it from the airplane.
From the airplane.
That's all false.
Okay.
But then once I got the project and we started really working on it and figuring out what we wanted to do with ASP.NET,
right.
Scaling as started.
Yeah. Right.
Scaling is a triangle where all three sides of the triangle have different lengths.
Oh, dude, why don't we call it that? That's a good name.
Yeah, I was looking for different kinds of triangles, and I thought Project Isosceles just sounds kind of stupid, and Project Equilateral also doesn't
Project
sound
Equilateral.
Good. Yeah, so
that's
Project
hot.
Scaling sounded a little bit cool.
And then I was going to call it Project Trapezoid, but that shows a fundamental misunderstanding of the MVC pattern and math.
Yes, I have a degree in math, and so I would beat you down
with that would have been a problem.
So do you want to turn the camera back on so we can continue?
Now the camera's back on.
Great.
Okay, cool. So that's interesting. Now, does Scott Gu? He's like a corporate VP, so he's like 18 levels above you.
Oh, at least.
Like he can't even see you when you pass in the hallway.
No, funny story. Mm-hmm. It's not really that funny. I'm getting coffee this morning.
Yeah.
I usually carpool to work with Phil.
Yeah.
This is one of those days where we couldn't carpool because we each had plans.
Right.
After work, Phil's doing the MVP summit, and I have dinner plans.
Mm-hmm.
I go to Starbucks in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Who do I see?
The Gu.
Steve B.
You're lying.
I'm telling you.
You saw Steve B at Starbucks.
Steve B was at Starbucks.
What'd you do? Hey, what's up, man?
Pretended like I didn't see him.
You didn't say hey?
Well, he was just on his way out.
Totally said hey.
I was in line and
he was
on his way
actually
out.
Walking out. Yeah. Did he drive himself? Was there like bodyguards?
I didn't see any bodyguards unless they were like in his car.
What kind of car was it? Was it a big black unmarked limousine?
It was big black, it was not a limousine.
Is it Prius?
It's not a Prius.
No?
No.
Oh my goodness. You saw Steve B. And he did not recognize you.
He did not. I know. It's amazing.
I am insulted.
The people out there. I've seen him at other Starbucks before, but this is my Starbucks.
Oh, my God. Now, does Scott Gu, as a corporate boss type, just come in and demand features? Because you and Phil decide how this thing's going to go down. Does he just say, no, and then tell you how to do it? Or do you have to fight with him?
There are disagreements with Scott Gu, but they're always the... They're no different really than the disagreements that me and Phil and me and Levi, me and Jacques, me and Carl.
So it's just people
hey,
arguing.
Hey, I think this is a great idea. Like, I wouldn't implement it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Usually we're all agreeing on the same side. Like, we think in general it's a good idea. We don't necessarily agree about the implementation or exactly how we want to present this feature. Yeah. But
where do you guys look for inspiration? I mean, you like think about Django and think about Rails and think about all the different MVC. Things of the past, or do you make stuff up?
We make a lot of stuff up, but I guess I'd say there's probably three places we get inspiration from. One is we look at the competition. Ruby on Rails, Django, along with Ruby on Rails, we look at MERB as well. There's a lot of other projects out there that do MVC.
Mm-hmm.
If they have great ideas, we can borrow ideas from them, and
mm-hmm.
we've seen them borrow ideas from us as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great getting that from both directions. Another place is just the community. We've got really popular ASP.NET MVC forums out there, so we get customers asking questions. We see what people are interested in. We see what they're having problems with. It's not just about bug reports like, hey, I tried to use this class and threw an exception, but it's also like, this class doesn't seem to support this most obvious scenario. I want to format a string using some information from the database.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I do that? Why is that 20 lines of code? And so we're like, okay, next version we'll maybe just build that in. We'll put in MVC futures. And lastly, we do just make stuff up that we think is really cool.
So MVC futures, so what's next? You take a break and hang out for a week and then start on MVC 1.1 or 2.1?
We keep saying we're take a break for a week and that never happens.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who's used MVC before has probably at least had the opportunity to check out MVC futures, which is ideas and plans for what we think we might have in the next version of ASP.NET MVC. So one of the biggest examples of that is the async controller. Right now, our controller, everything executes synchronously. So if you're making a database call, you're blocking that thread. If you're making a web service call, you're blocking that thread. With async, you can send those off to different threads, and your web server chugs along happily, serving other people's requests.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be really important when we have bigger and bigger websites that need to be able to scale on ASP.NET MVC. But so we are working on stuff in futures, and RC2 is going to include a new set of futures with a bunch of new helpers, updates to the async controller, as well as other features like the declarative controls, which is one thing that I worked on.
Really? Cool. All right, well, you got to go release a product, and we're going to go talk to other people on the team. Thanks a lot. The week of MVC, congratulations on the release, 2 weeks from the future past.
Thanks, Scott.
See you later, Lon.